Salomon Dastron, Disc 4.
Chapter 14. Dingai and Thura headed south through Mossflower Woods. They had a good head start and made the most of it, knowing that once Brother Hal's body was discovered, together with the loss of the sword, pursuit by the creatures of Redwall would be inevitable. The forest was tall, green and silent, save for the rustle of leaves and the trill of birdsong. Dingai had been forging ahead, slashing and chopping at fern and nettle with his newly acquired weapon. As midday drew near, Thura was lagging noticeably. His companion wiped the blade of the wondrous sword on his sleeve as he waited impatiently for him, calling back through the serried columns of tree trunks.
"Move yourself, mucker! Come on, stay your stumps, stout nose!"
Thura wiped his brow. Leaning against an oak, he breathed heavily.
"I've got to rest, Ding. Don't know what's wrong with me. I feels all done in. Must have been that bath they made me take."
Dingai sneered and took a swipe at a passing butterfly with the sword, admiring the flashing green lights as its blade glinted in the sunlight, filtering through the emerald canopy.
"Yeah, and I got bath too and it didn't hurt me. Now get your paws a-moving or I'll leave you behind. Hurry up."
Thura's face was an unhealthy greyish pallor. His limbs trembled and sweat beaded on his nose tip as he stumbled to keep up, calling out to his comrade,
"Slow down, mucker. You wouldn't leave me here to be captured by that lot from Redhall. Here, carry the victuals and I'll be able to get along a mite better."
"Carry victuals?"
Dingai pulled a lip and slashed moodily at a young rowan tree.
"Not likely. You took 'em, you carry 'em. I've got me paws full lugging this here sword around. I tell you what, though, we'll stop a while and have lunch. That'll make less food to carry."
Gratefully, Thura let the sack of provisions drop as he collapsed in a heap at the edge of a small clearing. Dingai immediately set about stuffing himself with honey, bread and nuts from the sack, ignoring Thura's pitiful state.
"Listen, we can't stop here too long. He'll be on our trail by now. Still, we've escaped before and we can do it again. We'll stick to this forest. It's better than flatlands. More cover."
Thura curled into a ball, shivering uncontrollably, his teeth chattering and his tail quivering fitfully. Dingai stopped eating and prodded him.
"Ha! You're wobbling about like a baldy beetle, eh? Just look at your muck. What's the matter?"
Thura's head went up and down as he stammered a reply.
"Sick. I'm sick. Feel mad."
Instinctively, Dingai drew away from him.
"Is it a fever? Have you got a fever? Oh, you look awful. Help me."
Thura stretched out a trembling paw. Dingai shouldered the sack.
"Oh, come on then. I'll carry the victuals. But I'm not carrying you, stout. I don't want to catch no fever."
He took a few paces and looked back angrily at Thura, curled up on the woodland floor.
"Well, are you coming or aren't you? Because I'm not hanging round here waiting for you."
Thura made no reply. Dingai sniffed moodily.
"All right, then. You stop here a while till you're feeling better. I won't go too fast so that you can catch up with me."
Still receiving no reply from his companion, he set off into the forest, travelling south and slightly west, talking aloud to reassure himself.
"Must be something he's at, greedy old toad. Probably catch me up tonight when he gets hungry again."
The trail of the two stoats was not difficult to follow. Samkim and Arula could see plainly the slashed and damaged vegetation which Dingai had hacked at with the sword. Despite the urgency of their mission, neither of the two young ones could help noticing the beauty of Mossflower, draped in summer green and studded with small islands of colour from flowering bush and shrub. Their paws made little or no sound as they padded along over the carpet of soft brown leaf loam. Samkim pointed ahead to where a strip of bark had been wantonly sliced from the trunk of a white willow, exposing the pale, sapped wood beneath.
Easy to see which way they went. Look at that.
Arula nodded.
Fomal, the Tamarites are doing that to a living tree. Horror! They're surely two nasty beasts.
Samkim touched the trunk, noting the dampness of sap on his paw.
If we travel a little faster, we may catch them up by late afternoon. They can't be too far ahead. Come on, Arula.